Chapter 2. A willowy girl in a thin dress darted out of the house, across the yard, and through the open door of the cowshed. She dragged the shed door shut behind her and threw herself onto the hay piled in an empty stall. The stall next to it was occupied by a brown and white milk cow. The cow rolled one dark eye toward the source of the disturbance and lowed softly. "Moo your own self, Myrtle." She poked her hand between the slats and stroked a ragged ear. Myrtle went back to her cud and musings. The girl rolled onto her back and scooped handfuls of straw over her for warmth, piling it up until there was nothing of her showing but her face and straw-colored hair. The shed smelled of myrtle and leather and apples. She ran her hands up her bodice, until they rested over her small breasts. Then, with a shiver, she snatched them away and covered her face. She peeked at Myrtle, but the cow was chewing contentedly and hadn't been watching. Digging in the pocket of her house dress, the girl drew out a stub of charcoal wrapped carefully in brown paper. With sure, light strokes, she sketched the cow's profile on the time-bleached wood of the stall. A few lines, and the soft curve of Myrtle's jaw and liquid eye emerged. The shed door slammed open and shut. The girl ducked and lay still, hidden in the straw. "Damn him to hell! God damn him!" An ox yoke smashed into the wall above her head and fell into the straw. "David?" She sat up quickly before he could lay his hands on anything else. Startled, he yelped. "Sarah! You could scare a body to death creeping around the way you do." "I wasn't creeping. I was hiding from you and Pa's bellowing." David, scarcely 20, stood 6'2", a wild red beard and a slightly receding hairline belying his age. "Damn!" he exploded again, slamming the flat of his hand against the beam that ran the length of the roof. The shed shook, and Sarah shrank down into the hay. He spat then and wiped his mouth on his upraised arm.